Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today are two good friends, Michael and Lynn Wilder. Lynn just recently released, back in August, Unveiling Grace, the story of how we found our way out of the Mormon Church. We had you on for, I think it was 5 broadcasts back in August. And now, the book's been out a while. And I know a lot of exciting things can happen when a book comes out. Positive, plus, negative, whatever it might be. And we want to talk about that. How have things been for the Wilder household since the book came out?
Absolutely crazy. Thank you.
You look a little exhausted.
Amazon sold out of the book in 2.5 days.
That's incredible.
And they were into their second printing within several weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's been selling really well. People are reading it. And we're hearing from Mormons reading it that want to know who this God of grace is and how they can get to know him.
All right.
So it's been, it's just been marvelous. Completely feel like it's God's work. God definitely was with me in writing the book, and I suppose he has a plan for it, and we just kind of walk it out.
I tell you, your publisher has been a big, big help in getting this thing circulated, I would say.
There might be kind of an amazing reason for that. Zondervan takes their books to a New York book fair 6 months before they come out, right? Mm-hmm. So when they took this book in March, Katie Couric and Brian Williams both showed an interest in interviewing me over this book. Now, that hasn't come to pass, but Zondervan was so pleased with that, they hired a Christian PR firm to promote the book. So it's not typical that all of their books have a PR firm to help promote. So as a result of that, we've been on the 700 Club and Janet Mefford and just all over Moody Radio.
I love Janet Mefford's show. She's a great interviewer. I've been on her show many times, and I love it when, I think it's Bobby is the producer, calls me up, says, Janet wants to do a show, and I get all excited. I go, yeah, let's do it, because she's a great interviewer. Let's recap some of the story here, because a lot of people, though they've heard of the book, may not really know, have not read the book, mm-hmm. some of the struggles that you went through, but you were converts to the Mormon Church.
Converts at the age of 25, Mike mm-hmm. and I, no children, but looking for a church. Mm-hmm. Mormon missionaries knocked on our door, and we assumed it was a Christian option, and off we went.
I have to say this, Lynn. I think that's one reason why your book is so popular, because you're telling a story, and people like to read real stories, as opposed to, let's say, a book like Mormonism 101 or Answering Mormon's Questions, which is pretty dry because it's mainly theology and quotations, and that can get a little bit old really quick. But I enjoyed reading your story, and you really get to know the family members very well in reading your book.
I didn't actually want to write a book about the family. I pitched a different book to Zondervan. They called me up, came back, and said, we just want to hear your family story. And of course, my first thought is, all my sins in public. I don't know.
Well, tell us some of the experiences that you've had. You've obviously talked to a lot of people going out, speaking at different churches. I'm assuming you're doing some book signings at different places.
Yes.
What are some of the comments that people are giving you?
The number one thing I hear about the book is I can't put it down.
So that's a good comment.
I think that whole idea about the story, you know, that they want to see what happens next. And both Christians and Mormons who are seeking are reading the book. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Michael, you have anything to add here? You said you were going to be a little quiet today, but I can't let you do that.
Well, you know, I could say that, you know, people responded back to me that I must have been a very righteous man. And probably, according to what they've read here, probably the most humble high counselor that's ever been in the LDS Church. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I could,
so tell us the
truth. Could be humble.
Humble and proud of.
That's just a joke. But the fact is that it's helping people understand, and what I've heard from a lot of Christians who've read it, who kind of just would not even take the time of day to talk with Mormons, or what have said to us, this is, I understand where they're coming from. I understand how they feel. I understand their, you know, better the nature of Mormonism and the people locked up in this legalism. And so they're showing much more compassion. So, but that's fact. And we've always said that you don't, you know, I always said the Mormon missionaries knock on your door, invite them in, feed them, give them something to drink, let them speak, and then very gently come back to them and say, well, that's very interesting, your discussion. But I notice this doesn't really coincide with the Bible. This is what the Bible says. Can you explain the difference?
Exactly.
And then just, you know, let God do the work at that point.
Yeah, many times we tell people one of the best ways to keep a conversation going is naturally just ask questions. And that's, I guess, something that kind of irritates me when I hear Christians, probably well-meaning Christians, say that, you know, we're telling Mormons what they believe. I don't do that. I mean, I know what they're supposed to believe. I've read the manuals. I listen to the conference messages. I read the Ensign. I know what the leaders expect of their people. But I have found by experience that not all Mormons believe like they're probably supposed to as a Latter-day Saint. And it would be wrong to assume that the Mormon you're talking to does believe a lot of these things. So by asking these questions, you at least get the Mormon you're talking to commit to what they personally believe. And like you said, depending on the answer they give, is certainly going to form the question that you have for them next. Now, you were reading a statement, I guess a colleague from BYU had some positive things to say on Amazon.
Yeah, I was surprised to read on Amazon someone by the name of S. Barlow put this as her review on Amazon. Dr. Wilder recounts her years teaching, researching, and being a good citizen at BYU, which included being a staunch, unswerving member of the LDS faith. Having taught there myself for 34 years, I, for one, can tell you her account of BYU administrators and colleagues' behavior is absolutely spot on, as are her reflections about what it is to be outside the tight-knit community of religious people who have gone overboard on control and good works dimension of what it means to be a Christian. Lynn speaks earnestly of her search for the true faith. This is a compelling read. Most True Blue Mormons I know will not pick up the book. She will be branded of the devil and quickly discarded. It's too bad.
Have you had comments like that you're a Korah whore or you're of the devil or something like that?
Yeah, sure. We get that. I don't really take that too seriously or worry about it.
I don't think there's too many of us that are very much involved in this kind of work that take those kind of comments as a means to go, okay, I quit. I've always been tempted to do that, though, when I get an email and they list out all these horrible things about me. I go, yeah, you're right, I quit, you know, just to see what happens. But I haven't done that yet.
Well, actually, there's a Mormon who has invited Mormons to read the book. Her name is Jana Reese. She wrote the book, okay, Flunking Sainthood. She's an active member of the Mormon Church. She read my book, and she did blog that Mormons should read it.
Well, good. Good. That's great to hear. The book is Unveiling Grace, the story of how we found our way out of the Mormon Church. It's published by Zondervan. It's been out since the latter part of August, and it's encouraging to hear that it's doing so well. What's the one message that you want the reader to take away from your book?
That the God of grace, who is found in the New Testament, is worth having a relationship with, and that when you step into that relationship, everything changes and it's all good. Very different than how I threw up kind of ritual prayers to the God of Mormonism. Now I rest in Jesus. I am surrendered to him. And he pretty much, my life is in his hands, and he's brought some pretty wild things into it.
Now, growing up in an LDS environment, though, a Mormon might be able to say some of those very things, but you know, as well as I know, living among them, that they might say those things, but they don't seem to live it out.
No, I can't remember which prophet it was, but a few years back, you know, we were told that a personal relationship is an ideology kind of evangelical Christianity. The God that I knew in Mormonism, God the Father, was, I thought of him as being a punitive father, kind of waiting for me to do something wrong. I didn't think of him as having a relationship with him. Now, I thought more of Jesus Christ as the one who I had a relationship with because he was my brother, but then I didn't really think of him as a God either.
Interesting. Michael, you've got the verses out there.
Yeah. I'm always digging into verses here. Just what Lynn was saying here, it's interesting. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 3, it states here, "And the idea that the Father and the Son dwelleth in a man's heart is an old sectarian notion and is false." In other words, it takes away the whole concept of the personal relationship with Christ or with God. But what's interesting, you go back and look in the Book of Mormon, in Alma 34:36, it states just the opposite. Mm. So I'm just trying to figure out which one's right here. But I guess the Doctrine and Covenants, since this is direct revelation, Joseph Smith, must supersede Alma.
Well, the Doctrine 34. Of Abrogation, of course, it would override it.
Again, just, you know, it's again developing, because when you develop that personal relationship, then you're taking man out of the equation. And the LDS Church does not want people to take man out of the equation, because then they lose control. And as you know, it's about getting that temple recommend, paying that tithing to the LDS Church, and having them oversee, having that stake president be, if you're a man, be your authority, be your high priest.
Well, let's hope that through the encouragement of even some of the Mormons that are out there telling people to read, that a lot of Mormons will. And let's also hope that a lot of Mormons will come to the same conclusion that you did and have found that peace that passes all understanding. Because that's really what we're here for. This is what we're trying to do. We're just wanting them to be able to enjoy the Savior and hopefully to enjoy God forever in eternity. Michael, Lynn, thanks for being on. It's a pleasure having you back. And I hope for a lot of good things to happen through this book.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to understand some of the basic beliefs of your Mormon neighbors but didn't know where to begin? Well, starting at 9 in the morning on Saturday, December 7th, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be presenting a Compassionate Boldness Symposium at First Baptist Church in Tooele. Now, together, we'll examine the Mormon view of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, salvation, with special emphasis on how to effectively dialogue with Mormon family members, friends, and co-workers. Those in attendance will receive a complimentary set of notes, and there'll be a book table available for your convenience. Remember, the event is free, though a love offering will be taken to further the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry. The presentation goes from 9 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th at First Baptist Church in Tooele, located right there at 580 South Main Street in Tooele. If you have any questions, please call the church at 435-882-2048. As always, we hope to see you there.